had ended. People were leaving, but there she sat with tears running down, tears running down. I don't know her, but I see her. What should I do? Should I go and speak to her, or just give her room? For what could I say to one in such pain, when words seem so useless, only tears can speak. So I waited and watched her from the corner of my eye. All the while I was praying, Lord, what should I do? I looked away, then I looked around, and she wasn't there. Then across the room I saw her with someone who cared. For what could I say to one in such pain, when words seem so useless, only tears can speak. I soon learned of her great pain, pain beyond compare. Only a mother could understand the deep pain she knew. Just last week she had given birth to a baby girl, but she knew down deep inside what she had to do. Now what could I say to one in such pain, when words seem so useless, only tears can speak. The sacrifice was very hard, only a few can do. This mother's heart was bigger than her pain, so she followed through. I went over to comfort her, at a loss for words. So I put my arm around her and listened to her tears. I listened to her tears. Yes, her heart was broken, yet satisfied for her baby's new parents were speaking tears of joy. Yes, her baby's new parents were speaking tears of joy. What could I say in such a moment, when words seem so useless, when only tears can speak? What do I say? What do I do when only tears can speak? Tears of sadness, tears of gladness, tears of great pain, tears of joy. What can you say when only